I got that because my granddaughter, but now she's in a booster seat.
All right, come on inside and I'll get all the information for you. Now, does it have to be a hybrid?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll keep my Honda if I can't get a hybrid.
And you got a high step there, young fella.
Yeah, okay.
Right this way, young man.
When we moved out there, though, we left one. So we made it out way.
Can I get you anything to drink?
No.
No, I'm all right.
My name is Ryan.
Yes. Cheryl and Ken.
Yeah. How y'all
doing? I'm just going to do a worksheet, Cheryl.
This is the brochure for the family.
What's that little white thing out there?
That's the XB. That's not a hybrid, though.
It's like a compact bread truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a bread truck.
If it had a little girl with ponytails, it'd be the sunbeam truck. A little bread truck. So. Is it?
Yeah.
But the only other one would be smaller would be the Prius.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because the Prius. How many passengers is the Highlander?
The Highlander comes in
six
comfortably.
Yeah.
Seven tight.
Six and how many miles? Yeah. Highway, say, would you get on it?
39, depending on how fast or slow you drive. In some models, 31, 27.
Now, are any dealers going to be offering the plug-in power thing?
Well, ours is not plug-in.
I know what I mean. They said, I was reading the other day about a plug-in power kit that you can get for.
That's for the high-risk kit, and that has to be plug-in. Ours is self-sufficient, charges itself.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me one second. I'm sorry, kid. Yeah, the best gas mileage you're going to get is from the Prius. Prius is going to get you 61 city and 57 highway.
Where's the Prius?
That's a 3 to 6 month waiting.
Because you don't have any to look at?
In the showroom?
Girl, they gone.
I know they are.
Didn't have a single one in the showroom?
Not a narrow one.
Wow.
Every time the gas price go up, we had two used ones. We had them for a month and a half. The gas price was relatively low. And it's funny, my sister at my church was telling me, she was saying, you know, when the gas prices reached $2.60-something last year, then it went down like $2.30. We was happy with that. And that's a shame. It used to be above 50. We were scared.
Right.
Now it's $3 a week, man. But anyway, we had two users.
I'd only be good for one.
Done.
So but how would a person know if they want to even buy a Prius if you can't sit in one and take it around the block?
The good thing about the hybrid industry is that the way you get on the list, you leave a $500 deposit. If you don't like it when it comes in, you don't got to take it. Unfortunately, that's the we can't keep. We get it's sad, but true.
You got to put a $500 deposit down.
Yeah, put you on. Yeah, that gets you on a list.
On the list,
it's totally 100% refundable.
Yeah.
Now, the Prius is the number one hybrid in America. Toyota has the number one hybrid in America. As a matter of fact, we lent our technology to a few other manufacturers like Nissan and Chevy. And the reason it's number one because ours is a true hybrid, 100% hybrid. Whereas the other was hybrid and electric, where you have to plug it in at night to charge it.
Yeah.
Right.
Prius is totally self-sufficient. Every time you press the brake, it charges the engine. Every time you give it gas, it charges the engine. Everything works to enhance each other. The brake system.
Well, why did they only do it with the Prius? Why didn't they do it with all the cars? I mean,
because they got the patent right.
Number one, they got the patent. Ken is right. Number two, it's very expensive to make a hybrid. When the Prius first came out in 2001, they were actually losing $5,000 a car just to get the technology out there. Now that it's caught on, people are really realizing, wow, this is really a great deal. Now they're really basically breaking even.
So what is Prius cost?
Prius will run you anywhere, just a base model, about $22,000.
Well, that isn't too bad.
No, it's very inexpensive. It really is for the money you're going to save on gas.
I mean, why aren't all your cars hybrid?
Toyota's gone by 2010. 90% hybrid. They're trying to push 90% hybrid. That's what everybody's leaning towards.
I mean, this should have started doing this when Curry was in office.
Do you remember back in 75 when you had a, every other day you had to get gas?
Yeah.
You know, they should have did it then.
That's right. That's when every, all the cars come
in. I'm sorry, this is just the worst. Could you put your information right here? Let me get a Prius brochure for you.
Sure.
If the Highlander's too big,
then the Prius would be that big.
I don't know.
Okay, honest. To me, the Highlander Hybrid gas mileage ain't enough for me.
You gave it to me?
You get 3127, whereas on the regular Highlander, you're going to get 28.
Wow.
Why am I spending...
So three more miles a gallon.
Yeah. And on the Corolla, a regular Corolla, you get 40 miles a gallon. And that's not a hybrid. That's why they don't plan on making a hybrid Corolla. You're already getting 40 miles a gallon.
Well, we should be getting 80 miles a gallon.
For $3 a gallon, we should.
No, but there was an article in The Parade where this man re-engineered his engine and his Taurus, and he was getting 80 miles a gallon.
Wow.
Now, and nobody's picking this up. Nobody, you know, why?
So
they in cahoots with the oil companies?
I would think so. President Bush coming out there. This is the Prius. This is the interior. Look at it. It's very, very wrong.
Very, very seven water.
The Toyota is
7 watts
for me and my husband.
7 watts. For no reason. No reason. It's
there. I have bad knees. You know, I still think I can play basketball sometimes.
I thought maybe they'd be nice and bright.
I'm all lazy. Like I said, it's surprisingly wrong. The statue of the car, if you look at the statue of the car, it looks small, but it's more room in here than in a lot of vehicles. It's bigger,
you might want to set them off.
Bigger than that.
Thank.
This is the number one hybrid car in America right now. What it boasts against.
How much headroom, from the seat to the top of my head, how much room do you have?
You probably have about 4 or 5 inches. You have plenty of headroom.
The trouble I had with it was, you know how the roof comes down like that?
Yeah.
I couldn't get my head under the door.
No Prius in that we can sit in, do we?
You know what?
The used ones are gone.
We do.
Where is it?
Yeah, it's in the back.
That's a sole unit?
Yeah, but they can still sit. Right, crawl on line.
It's a sole unit, but I can let you sit in. I'm
going to sit and get a feel for headroom and legroom and all.
Okay. Yeah.
One.
You sit tight, I'm going to put up. Now, show you. Y'all going to be trading anything in?
Yeah, I'm going to be trading my Honda.
Who are you?
Civic.
Civic?
I mean,
no. CRV.
CRV.
4x4 or 4x2?
4x4.
All-wheel.
XL, they call it?
No.
LX?
Yes.
Chop it up.
How many miles on it?
It's 45 miles. He's on three stands.
CD player.
I said, tell him I'm full of Prius.
Oh, it's strange, man. It's a rotten smell. It's a
wait a minute. This is the driver's side. Hold on.
All right, all right.
Take him around.
Okay.
Take him
This one's ready to go out, you mean?
This already sold, but we can let you sit in it.
How come y'all didn't polish it up? You didn't wash it before you gave it to the
people. It ain't about to go yet. It's going late on the day.
Don't show them. Big table. Big table's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Ring and balcony.
Oh, let's see. Well, I got in. I got in, all right.
Yeah, you still hunk your head a bit.
Look at how I got a lot of leg room in here.
Yeah, there is a lot of leg room.
And
now you see how the outside looks small, but it's surprisingly roomy on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Plenty room for the person in the back seat.
Well, I'm 6'2", Doc, and I'm all legs.
You can get in the back seat with no problem?
I'm all legs. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem, huh?
Without a problem. See what I got, about 4 or 5 inches?
Huh.
Yeah, you do.
Now these cars, do they have transmissions and everything like regular?
Oh yeah, they got all that.
Engine monitor, engine battery.
Yeah, it tells you what the right now. It's telling you it's running off the bag. Now if you touch the gas pedal, the car is running right now.
Is it?
The car is on.
Wow.
When you're not moving, it runs off electricity, so you're not burning any gas. That's why you get 60 city and 51 highway. Now if you touch the gas pedal, go ahead, touch the gas pedal.
Song again.
Doesn't make any noise.
If you're not moving, it's not consuming gas.
And it's not pushing out any fumes.
Exactly. And you get a tax credit.
I thought you don't have to pay taxes on hybrids.
You don't have to pay state tax, but you get a federal tax credit on your income tax.
Oh.
They tell me if you can park it anywhere in New Haven without having to pay, you can park at a meter without having to pay any meter charges.
Oh, yeah.
In New Haven.
A lot of benefits to buying a hybrid.
So how much is this car?
This particular one is fully loaded. It's 24.4. They have another one that's 22. They have another one that's about 29.
There's no sunroof.
No sunroof.
They don't make it with one. Because of the aerodynamics of the car.
Yeah, it pushes over and that is so far away.
Yeah, the air conditioner in here, I guess.
What it is, it seems far away.
Yeah.
But the car's the design of the vehicle is the same. I mean, I'm talking 60 city. 60 miles per gallon.
60 city.
And less on the highway. Why is that?
On the highway. Because when you're in the city, you're doing a lot more stop and go.
Yeah.
So you run off electricity more than you would off gas.
Okay.
So when you're on the highway, it gets a chance to charge, charge the battery?
Exactly.
Okay.
And every time you put your foot on the brake, it charges the battery too.
Oh, 51. I mean, it's the heck out of 24, isn't it? Oh, God.
Yeah, it does.
See the outside temperature like it was in the sun.
You can see the outside temperature?
Yeah, it's 59 degrees Fahrenheit now.
Does it have XM or anything like that you can get for it?
It's available in some of the models, yes.
Yeah.
XM radio, yes.
What about compass or anything like that?
On some of the models, yes. On the top of the line model, all that navigation and all that.
Navigation.
That's the $29,000 one. Right?
Oh. Just thought I'd ask.
I don't need that. I always find my way.
I tell folks, you know what? It's really like a $2,500 item. I tell folks, listen, for $2,500, listen, I will go on your vacation with you. I will tell you where to go. I'll even pray for you. For $2,500, listen, when are we going?
You know? And this is the drive thing?
Mm-hmm.
Reverse?
Yeah.
Neutral and drive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Pulls in, okay. Look at that. This is how you change your gear.
How?
You push it
now
like
put
that.
Your foot on the brake and put it in reverse. Put it on, hit R.
I feel a motor turning.
You can?
I felt a motor a minute ago.
Because you put a foot on the brake. See the backup camera?
There's a camera in the back. I can see what's behind me.
Oh, cool. That's really cool.
Hit P? No, hit P.
Where's P?
See what says P on top of it? Look up. Right there. That's in park now.
That's in park now. I'll be darned.
A camera. That's cool.
Where is it? That car looked really far away. How far away is it?
It's right there.
But it shows you so you don't run over your kids,
yeah,
huh?
That's right. Nice.
You know, for the life of me, I won't understand. I'll never understand that. How can you not know your kid? You don't see your kid. I don't understand how you run over your kid.
Me either. I never ran over mine. It's still alive.
Now, you know, some of my kids I would like to run over.
So does it have airbags in the back too?
And side curtains.
And what's this little display here for?
It tells you what the engine is doing and everything.
Oh, okay.
This is your clock right there. But right here, it tells you what the engine's doing, the outside temperature, consumption of whatever.
And where was the display for the camera? Right there?
Right there. It's a great big display area.
Huh. Wow.
Tells you what's behind you.
Great.
Which is good for people who, you know, when you get older.
That's a good shit.
I don't know. I think we better put $500 down, honey.
It's really becoming a very good safety option.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It is. Because if you got folks backing up over their kids.
Yeah.
That camera would have saved that child.
Mm-hmm. It's nicer than I expected it to be.
Me too.
And a lot more roomy. Surprisingly roomy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But you're going to give up your, whatchamacallit, your height and all that stuff on the road and all that stuff.
Think about the money you're going to save on gas. The money you're going to save on gas, you're going to save X amount of money on tax, and you're getting a tax income credit come tax return time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I told you about the entry level?
Yeah.
It's really easy to get in and out.
Yeah, it is. And you don't have this big lip to get over to get out of the car.
Oh, because they took that. Yeah, I see they took that away. And let the door take the place of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. I'm out.
I'm right here.
You close the door.
You got it.
Okay. And where's the spare tire and stuff like that?
It's in the trunk here. I'm about to lift this
in the trunk.
It's a hybrid, yeah? Now both those seats fold down. Trunk and spare tires all up in here.
Right.
It's up under here. This is your storage area, but the tires are under there.
It's under this part. Trunk's big enough, I guess. I don't have that much stuff to carry.
Now, have you had anybody that tell you that, like, say you're going to Vermont where there's a lot of hills? Have you had anybody tell you that they won't climb hills or anything like that?
Not at all. It's actually, what we did was, if we could drive this one, I'll take you right here to 91, like we're going north. It's a nice little hill going up Long Meadow. And you put on cruise. See what she do.
Mm-hmm.
She don't miss a beat. Surprisingly peppy.
So what about winter driving?
Winter driving, you have a front wheel drive vehicle, the Toyota.
Okay.
Hey, let me just put it back, because the salesperson looking at me like, why am I driving his soul?
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Just call them. We're going to navigate telephone.
What about telephone?
You can have a telephone right in there, right in your car. You push the buttons on that dashboard thing.
Yeah.
Fix the wrongs and safety. It's got a telephone, navigational system. It's got a Bluetooth audio system with hands. A voice activated DVD navigator.
Oh, yeah, that's a $29,000 one.
There's almost no limit to how far we can go. What if every car I got a come?
Now, in the meantime,
it's like, you tell Randy not that way, you don't want to send the car. Comes up, we want something like this. It's very, the sky's the limit.
Hey!
Yeah, she's not in there. Not yet.
All right, I'm out of
thanks, Mark.
Start from initial relationship to low speeds.
Yeah.
I figured as much. One of the things that on the Arsenio Hall, like things that make you say, You know, even just technology alone is better than the others because they should have to plug this thing up every night.
Right.
You know.
Brian, sorry to interrupt.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what Chinese in here. Want some, no?
Shrimp fried rice with boneless ribs.
Which one is it, one?
I don't know.
That'll be one. I want to get the special, so.
Number 12, bro.
Do you want number 12?
Yeah.
I didn't turn my computer off when I left the house.
Okay, tell you what, Ron. We're going to go home and sleep on this.
Okay. I just have to tell you, the sooner you get on the list, the sooner you go.
Right.
Right.
It's going to take 3 months of waiting.
It's a 3 to 6 month waiting list, we finally say.
Six?
3 to 6. But you know, this is how it works. It's surprisingly, I had a customer got on the list, she got it in 30 days. Because what happens is, when it comes in, okay, like when that one came in, we have a list. We call the person on the list, this is what they got, this is what it costs, do you want it? They come down and look at it, it may have too much equipment, it may not have enough equipment. Yeah. They pass them.
Well, you can't just order what you want?
Never.
Oh.
You can give us an idea of what you want. Mm-hmm. You go on a list, and when it comes in, we call you and say, hey, this is what this has on it. Yeah. It's your chance. You got the first right of refusal. 9 times out of 10, it's sooner than 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I want a certain color, blah, blah.
Honestly?
You get what you get.
That's basically it. Unfortunately, some folk end up with the color that they want. But the biggest thing is 61 City.